WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Mike Nichols was one of the hottest movie directors of the 60s, with Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf and The Graduate. But in the 70s, his box office faltered with Catch-22, Day of the Dolphin, and The Fortune. After a long silence, he made something of a comeback in the 80s. Working Girl, his hymn to making it in the big city, even turned him into a hot director again. Film critic Stephen Schiff says now Nichols is repositioning himself for the 90s with his new movie Regarding Henry.
Having trouble with the big change? Are you still yuppified and go-get-em, no matter how hard you try for kinder and gentler? Is it tough to stop spending and start saving? To stop exploiting the environment and start preserving it? Well, 80s person, Mike Nichols has the perfect solution. Get shot. That's right, go straight down to your local convenience store the way Harrison Ford, as the ruthless and formidably wealthy lawyer Henry does. Then get yourself shot in the head and chest, not fatally, by a young thug robbing the place. And sure enough, when your coma is all over, you won't have to bother with any of the hard moral decisions the rest of us have to make. Nope, all of a sudden, you'll be pure and sweet. You won't have to answer for your past because you won't even remember it. You won't remember how to talk either, but that'll pass. All your sins will be washed away. The new, slightly brain-damaged you will automatically be kinder, gentler. Why, you'll be 90s person practically overnight. And what will you do then? Well, you'll suddenly be real attentive to the wife you've been neglecting, though why anyone would have neglected Annette Bening in the first place is beyond me. With your daughter, to whom you've always been a tyrant, you'll be like a brand new E.T., palling around everywhere, even throwing spitballs at her in the library. You'll hug your doorman. Of course, you'll willingly give up your fabulous apartment, and you'll even want to get rid of all those nasty Armani suits in your closet. In fact, while the audience cringes in disbelief, you'll decide the new nicer you doesn't really like meat and eggs. You'll give them up, too. You'll buy a puppy, just for those heart-tugging shots when it leaps around joyously at how swell you've become. Drawbacks? Well, it's true that you'll talk like a child, but heck, that can be lovable, can it? Especially when you're at a flashy cocktail party, like the one Harrison Ford attends with Annette Bening. In this scene, they meet at the hors d'oeuvre tray.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, these little ones are really good. But that lady over there in the gold dress thinks they're a disaster. And that other woman near the window just had her face done, not her neck, just her eyes. And that other man used to be her husband. Because who is she kidding? The damage is done.
The screenwriter of Regarding Henry, Jeffrey Abrams, is only 23. Maybe he can be forgiven for the boggling cynicism and insensitivity of this movie. But Mike Nichols? Does he really think a bullet and a coma are some kind of moral cure-all? Does he really believe life can be better with brain damage than it was before, when you were burdened by all that wealth and success and glory? Tell it to James Brady, or the Central Park jogger, or any stroke victim struggling to regain what they once were. In trying to be all heartstringy and tear-jerky, Mike Nichols has created a work of almost unbelievable callousness. Not to mention the worst movie of his career.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.